Matthew Williams is tired. He's been walking through Santa Rosa for the past 5 days, sleeping mostly at the fairgrounds, but also visiting the Veterans Building, which is much smaller and may seem more manageable. When I ask him about whether he's willing to be on the radio, he recalls the last time he was on the air, about 20 years ago.
They were talking about my birthday. I was like 5 years old. They're like, it's Matthew Williams' birthday today. Happy birthday.
All right, tell me about your experience so far. You say you have been in the shelter for a couple of days.
Well, I live at Willow Tree Apartments in Santa Rosa. And it was pretty hectic. When I woken up and kind of groggy. And did a lot, just very tiring. But, I had a cot there. I got bad feet from walking around, being scattered. And I belong with Sinead Hall. We got a case manager there. And I have housing through Buckaloo programs. And right now I'm doing pretty well.
Okay, Matthew, and tell me a little bit more. This was Sunday night. You start to hear about the fire.
I was woken up to my landlord was banging on my window like, it's the evacuation. And I was like really groggy because I took my medicine to sleep because I take psych meds. And so, I was like, it's 4 o'clock, 4:30 when I woke up, so I was too groggy and it's like, grab what you can. It's just like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I didn't have anything to wake up with. And so I was just kind of like, I'm glad to be alive, but she wouldn't let me die in the fire, but you know what I'm saying? I was just like really knocked out from my meds, so I think I need to get some new meds.
How did you find your way to the shelter?
Oh, I got a ride with my landlord, Beth. So I thank her for that and saving all my stuff and everyone else's. And I came here to the vets building and checked in. And then it took a while, got some food and, help. And then got checked in at the other building and had a cot there for a couple days. Went a little crazy, got a little mad because I didn't have what I needed. But I got, I'm bipolar and PTSD from being homeless before in Petaluma. So,
Is there services here? If you say you need your meds, I know there have been several different places that said if you have your bottle of pills or anything like that, the pharmacy won't need to talk to your doctor. Have you been given any good information about how to get your meds back?
No, not really. I have a very complicated story. It's a long story to go with my meds, but I'm still waiting, because it's really hectic right now. So there's other doctors, Vista or even the Petaluma Health Center I want to see. Before, I can, relax, because I used to be on, Lortabs and Percocet for a minor surgery, and it's like, they won't give you that, and I don't have a prescription for it. They're like, oh, here's ibuprofen, that doesn't work for my pain. I've been walking everywhere because I don't have any money.
Have they pointed you towards services? I'm sure there's emergency money to be had. There are rides to be had, all of those sort of things.
Emergency money is. I've been waiting for that.
Okay, so have you been in here looking for social workers and other people to help you?
I have a case manager at Sinead. I was going to go into Social Security on Tuesday, but, all this happened, so I have to wait until everything gets figured out.
Across the street from the Veterans Building at the county fairgrounds, two dogs, one latte colored, the other solid black, are weaving their way through a contingent of National Guard troops.
My name is Jackie Baker. I'm from Rescue California, and this is my therapy dog, Chuck. We're a therapy dog team. We're here to offer comfort to the firefighters, primarily Cal Fire. We're associated with them, and we are allowing people to pet the dog, bring smiles to their faces, give them a little bit of a break from the stress of what they're doing here.
Okay, tell me about the dog. What kind of a dog is it, and how has it been trained?
This is Chuck. He's a 6-year-old golden doodle. We went through months of training with our dog trainer, and then we were certified by Pet Partners, which is a nationwide therapy dog organization. We are evaluated as a team. We spend our time visiting schools and hospitals and juvenile halls and places where people need to be comforted. And this is our first time doing fire stress relief. Chuck is a golden doodle. He's hypoallergenic, and he does not shed, so he makes a perfect visitor.
Great. And tell me about some encounters you've had with the firefighters or the people on the front lines when you bring Chuck over. What kind of experience do they have?
We've talked to the logistics people and to the peer support people and to the line of firefighters out with their trucks. They all stop to pet the dogs, and we just bring a smile to their face. They've all talked about their experiences here in the fire area and the stress that they've been under. They miss their families and their own pets, so we're just bringing a few smiles where we can.
Thank you so much. I think you can get the idea that grief and crisis counselors will be needed throughout our region and over the long haul. There are plenty of places to volunteer. Watch especially for schools reopening and for opportunities to visit shelters. To volunteer, email info@volunteernow.org. Include your full name, phone number, email address, and applicable skills, especially including medical skills or whether you're bilingual. Stay tuned to KRCB for updates on radio and television. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.